Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As we remember, Robert Morgenthau.
And the time he took on the mob back in the 1990s. The Crane's Greg David on the phone with us this morning saying victims of this mob trash shakedown back then didn't exactly applaud the Manhattan DA's efforts.
A company called BFI from Houston decided it wanted to enter New York. And he called the chief executive in, William Ruckelshaus, who you could remember from the Nixon era. He resigned rather than be part of firing the special prosecutor and said, "You want to come to New York? I'll help you, but you must help me break the mob." And that's what they did. There was this building, 55 Water Street. It was owned by the Alabama Pension Plan. And they installed a undercover cop there. And BFI agreed to have their men bugged, and that's because when they got threats, Morgenthau could monitor the threats. One BFI executive had a dog's head cut off, put on his lawn in an echo of The Godfather. And eventually Morgenthau brought 34 indictments, and he, and then with some help from Rudy Giuliani, broke the mob's control of the cartage business.
This is not ancient history we're talking about. This was in the 1990s, right?
That's right. And it cost New York businesses $500 million a year, people estimate. Now, it's not only the carting business. Morgenthau went after the mob in the garment industry, in the trucking industry, and in the Javits Center. He thought that there needed to be honesty in New York. And what's interesting is that New York business people didn't help him. You know, doing business with the mob was what they did. Morgenthau visited the CEO of Citigroup and asked them for help. And the CEO said, "No, we can't help you."
How are these businesses different today, trash hauling? It's more of a corporate thing now.
It is. It's a corporate thing. But interestingly, it's a complete disaster again. There's a lot of competition, and trucks are going all over the city. And people want to go back to a system where we actually have individual zones for carters. And there's a big fight between whether there should be one carter in each zone or more than one. So what's interesting is that we took the mob out of the business. The business got very competitive. The cost came way down. But now we've got a mess again and have to fix it. And hopefully we'll fix it in the right way.
But Robert Morgenthau, not so long ago, took on the mob and won. And Crane's Greg David on the line this morning. Thanks.
My pleasure.
Robert Morgenthau was 99, died at Lenox Hill Hospital after a short illness, according to his wife.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.